Good morning, the Exotic Fat. This is Emily.
Good morning, Emily. Sorry, Lynn again.
Hey, Lynn. How are you?
Yeah. Not too bad. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
So Luna had very bad cluster just last half an hour, 1 hour. So the seizures nonstop. And I gave her injection and medication as well. And finally now she comes down a bit. But I got a question about the amount of the fenibar.
Yeah.
So peace dose is 0.2
mm-hmm.
twice a day. And yep. Luna's 0.05. It's only like a quarter of the value. So my question is, should we increase that dose? Because since she's not really stable.
Yeah. Let me just have a look. Because Pace, the one we've been treating for the longest with the seizures, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Can I put you on hold for just a moment?
Yeah, okay.
Thanks. Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is...
Hey, Lynn, thanks for holding. Yeah. I just spoke to Dr. Brock, and he said, so you can go up to 0.1. Because there's a bit of a... I think there's a little bit of a weight difference between the girls. So we'll just do, 0.1 for Luna.
Yeah.
Daily, but it does take a it does take a couple of weeks for that medication to sort of work. But if you need any more injections, then we can dispense more of those for you as well. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Because I got 4 left, and by the condition of Luna, probably I'm going to need more.
Yeah.
If I, yeah.
There's only also like so much that the injections will do as well, because if she still continues to seizure few minutes to half an hour afterwards, then they're not taking effect.
That's my other question. If that injections are helping and she's still, because she's having, when I talk with you, she had like had 2 or 3 again.
Yeah.
So if that's not helping, what do I do? I bring her in, or what should I do?
There's nothing else that we... There's no other medications or anything that we can discuss.
All right.
So this is it.
Okay.
And especially that you're doing those the injections at home as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of like, very much last resort.
Okay,
thing, yeah. And with those medications, it can affect, if they are... neurologically, the more that she has seizures, the more, neurological damage is going to be done as well, especially when she's having such violent and so many seizures in a row.
Yeah. It's all very short, but many, many times. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in a row. Yeah, okay.
But so, if you do need more injections, just give us, just let us know. We can get those ready for you. That's not a problem.
Okay.
But you just, it's one of those things, you shouldn't have to be giving her all of those, in a day or over a couple of days. They should just be sort of, emergency, because we use them, as an emergency drug here.
Yeah.
And it's,
okay. So it's an injection. I cannot give her, 2, 3. too many a day, you mean?
No, no.
Yeah, right.
Because if she's still having all of those multiple seizures, then yeah, that's it's pretty.
Yeah, pretty critical.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Do you need me to make up some more of those injections, and I'll just have them sitting here, and you know, if you need to come throughout the week, they'll already be ready for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I give you a call, and if I. I'm going to pick it up.
I'll just have it ready for you.
All right, right.
Okay, yeah. So I can just do up another five or so. And yeah, whenever you need them, they'll be here ready for you, okay?
No problem. Thank you very much.
That's okay, Lynn.
Okay, see you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
Thanks.